Hello?
This is Tuesday, Christian.
Yes, sir. What time do you get to bed?
Oh, about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Well, you're a young fella. You can take it,
sure.
I guess. Fine, fine. That's quite a collection of headlines this morning, isn't it?
Oh, boy. It was obvious last night they weren't going to go with anything, and they can. I talked to the fellas again, Gergen. I didn't call you back because...
On that subject, yeah, well, always call me if there is something. I mean, I had gone to bed around 11:15, and I figured maybe nothing had happened, but... I was thinking of the other hit.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean, yeah.
The gray headline, and then, of course, the Ellsberg thing broke, and then... God, they got poor Ehrlichman on that Fesco thing. He's got a hell of a good defense, but they don't play the defense much, do they?
That's one of the difficulties in all of this. He's got also has his defenses backed up with the
State Department.
Cables.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well.
The Ruckelshaus appointment seems to be received well.
Morale isn't down, Ron.
No, sir, mine's not.
Huh?
No, I don't mean to sound that way.
Right. No. I didn't mean you did, but I just want you to know. I mean, what the hell? We've just begun to fight, haven't we?
That's exactly right. I'm on my way in now to meet with Price again. And...
Right. Yeah. The way I feel it now is that it's almost as well. You know, it's a funny thing about timing. You know, if we had had them move earlier and all this shit had broken,
they wouldn't have been.
It would have been awful bad.
Yes, sir.
You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to let the other side play their hand a little bit and then crack. You know what I mean? I mean, not. It doesn't. It can't. It's a mix because it appears that maybe the president knew and didn't do something or they waited. But on the other hand, we might have made a sort of a bland statement when, after all, there's a hell of a lot of other crap going to hit, you know.
That's right.
And that's that. But anyway, that's that. But don't you, this is a time for strong men, Ron.
I agree.
Don't you get panicky, you know, and so forth, and our day is going to come.
Yes, sir, I agree.
Because we're going to clean a lot of things up.
But
it's an interesting comment by Liddy, Hunts in this paper this morning, the fact that he will not, unless he's given immunity, won't testify. What's that line? That pulls us to show that maybe we're covering up, we don't give him immunity. Well, that's not my decision. That's the decision of the U.S. attorney, and I've told him he can do it. The deputy attorney general. I've told him he can do what he goddamn pleases.
That's right. The way you've looked at this thing, Mr. President, is... The thing we've discussed is all of these guys now who are trying to throw these threats out.
Mm-hmm.
The presidency of the United States doesn't have to put up with that.
You're not going to.
And as you pointed out, you're not going to. And
yeah.
These little men cannot sit there and say, I'm not going to testify unless given immunity in a field that's going to have some impact on the presidency or the president or his actions.
Right.
Right. Hell with them.
That's right.
They have
right.
their...
If the immunity thing comes up, you dare to say the president has only stated a view. He has expressly told Mr. Peterson that the decision, however, is one that must be made by the chief justice department official, and he can make any decision that will get to the bottom. That's all I want. The president wants to get to the bottom of this, and I'd keep hammering the fact that I am determined that the chips fall where they may, and I'm going to root this out. Root it out, root and branch or whatever it is. I was rather sorry to see Billy Graham join in the chorus of saying, do something, you know. I was rather surprised to see him say that.
Without calling, I was too.
Because he had indicated the contrary. Not that he wasn't concerned, but the contrary about... his views about it, but I suppose that's just a straw in the wind. He's probably jumping ship, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know that he's jumping ship. It's hard to see what, context he put it in. I'm sure he's still very much there.
Yeah, but he just feels that this is the only thing to do.
I don't...
Right now, though, when you talk about a special team to prosecute and so forth, God, it's too late. The grand you need a special prosecutor in order to, that otherwise it'll be covered up. Well, goddammit, there's no covering up if you get to form the Attorney General of the United States, is there?
No, sir.
Or do you agree?
You know? Well, you get more than the former Attorney General.
I know.
But, you know, that, of course, is the most dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes, you know, to Magruder and LaRue.
I get Magruder and LaRue. Now, the point is, if they don't indict Hallam and Ehrlichman, I suppose they'll say, well, they're covering them up. But we'll see. We'll see.
I don't see with how aggressive, how extensively this matter has been aired that anyone can charge a cover-up.
Did what?
Is as extensive as the investigation has been, and as extensively as this has been aired,
yep,
how anyone can claim a cover-up.
Good God, and, you know, one thing I still say is, thank God we made our statement on the 17th, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether the press is still aware of that. Maybe they've forgotten that. No, it's still running a bit, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Just like, for example, the leak yesterday on the wires. It said, in terms of the Pat Gray, the president moving swiftly to deal with the Watergate matter, accepted Gray's resignation.
Pointed Ruckelshaus, right, and told him that he was to get to the bottom.
Right.
Ruckelshaus hit that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. And, that's that. Well,
did you want me to contact Rose?
No, I don't need her, basically, not any time today. You know, I do sort of my notes today, and then she should plan to come up, late tonight. I mean, she doesn't need to, you know, come up so that she's available Sunday. Sunday's the day we'll have to do some typing.
Right.
She and Marge should come, so that they can work together. But, as far as Ray is concerned, he should come up when he's got his stuff, and he's figuring about what deadline have you given him?
7 o'clock he gave.
Yeah, that's about right. It takes him that long. No use to rush you any further. And you think you got him pretty well, Ron, and in tune with what we want to do? I mean, in view of the things we've said. I mean, I think I've got, I sort of have in mind the kind of tone we want and so forth.
Yes, I do. I spent a lot of time with him after I left you last night.
Uh-huh.
And he seems to sense it. He wanted to, as he worked all night, working through the night, he wanted to get a couple drafts done, and then he's going to get together with Buchanan and bounce it off of him.
Good. He's a good team player. He really is. Really a good team player. Kurgan is, and all the rest. And that's that.
Are Bob and John coming up today, or?
Well, that's what they told me. You know, I don't know. As you know, this is going to be a painful session, but, God, I don't. Do you see, Jesus, do you see anything now that they, I mean, with all of this, you know, with the Congress, I mean, and Dole, everybody else saying, Jesus Christ, do something that they really should hang on. What's your feeling on that?
My feeling is the same, Mr. President.
That they better move now, or the time will be gone.
Yes, sir.
And move on the high ground.
Yes, sir. I think so. Absolutely. Seems it must be done. The alternative, of course, would be to
say we'll wait to the grand jury.
We'll wait for the grand jury, or to hang and stand and battle it out on that basis. But that's a battle you enter into knowing you're going to lose. The battle you enter.
Well, the battle you're going to lose, because it's the question of the president getting at least one head ahead of the power curve.
That's right.
One step ahead of the power curve.
The battle.
See, that's where Truman lost in the 5%. He just said, well, he wouldn't say a goddamn, it's all a red herring and all that sort of thing. And he waited till they indicted, then he let him go, you know. Then he had we thought it was a big deal then. But, you know, one interesting historical anecdote about that
and the battle, as I was saying, that you know, can be won as a battle from the standpoint of moving ahead with the major weapon, doing the job of government, the job of the administration.
Yes, that'll be after. Yeah, that's true. We've got a lot of big things left to done. Truman didn't. But the part is that can only be done, though, after we do the cleaning up on this goddamn thing. We can't start that really, Ron, until after the grand jury nights, don't you agree?
Well, that's true, right, which is fairly close.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks away, I guess. 3 weeks, perhaps, depending upon Dean. Dean is the key to the whole plan. O'Brien, to a certain extent, because he can talk about payoff business. Ron, let me ask you a question. Trying to think of what the hell this fellow Dean talking about, that he's got, does he say documentary, or no, what was the kind of proof he's supposed to have?
Oh, substantiating.
A written evidence, yeah. But, you know, from time to time, I don't do it all the time, you know, I'll write a little note on a news summary, you know, do this. I hope Haldeman didn't just have those notes sent to people in my... or how was that?
No, he sure didn't.
You pretty sure of that? How did it...
No, I'm sure. I'm positive of that.
Well, because some of them were sent to you. How did they come to you then?
In a memo form, indicating, not even from you.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
From Haldeman, huh?
Well, not even from Haldeman. From on down the line, from the staff secretariat. And it didn't say the president directs or anything of that sort. Somebody said you might want to look into this,
mm-hmm.
or it has been requested that you do this.
Mm-hmm. It's the way it should always be done, you know, because those things are written not with any thought of their being put out for publicity. They're written simply to, you know, to jigger people's minds to think about problems and
right.
that sort of thing.
Right.
But you see, a fellow like Dean could take something like that. I might see something on the. In the Ellsberg case or something like that, I say, for Christ's sakes, why can't we get some information as to who this fellow is, and you know what I mean? But on the other hand, I mean, I don't expect such things to go in.
Well, Mr. President, I think the point in all of this is that this is such a maze, and maybe there's a way to make this point in the speech. I'm going to refer this point to
Price.
To Price. This is such a maze full of, you know, so many closely related individuals who dealt together in all of their daily, you know, activities and work.
Yep.
That there are actions and interactions between people
mm-hmm.
that can suggest, you know, situations that really didn't happen. And anyone who was involved in that, who wanted to seize upon that, who wants to refer to those associations in today's environment, suggest something other than it was, can do that. You see? Now, I think Price can make that point in an easy way, but this is what you're referring to here.
Yeah.
In other words, can Dean take something that was noted in the news summary to joggle his mind and to do something, or anyone in the staff?
Right.
And then
the main thing, let me say, to tell all the crew, you know, they're all kind of worried and everything about
right.
Gray and the rest, is I'm sure probably they're coming in saying Jesus, throwing up their hands and so forth. I don't want any of them to resign unless they're guilty of something.
You'd be surprised, Mr. President, now the...
I just wonder about that.
The good men there are hanging in there, and the staff is hanging in there. You'd be very proud of the...
Good.
Of the secretaries and...
Right. Now, the second point is that... the point is, you just always say... You're talking to the newsmen. You can say you have never said the president is going like this in the most in the tenacious way. He always goes about a problem,
right.
And in a fair way, and that there's going to be more action to come.
Right.
I could say that there'll be more. Don't you think you could say that?
Right.
Or should you say that? Does that build up possibility that some heads are going to roll? No. Better not say that. You don't need to. The action will speak for itself.
Well, on background, I can soften it down.
Yeah, but the president is looking into that and individually, and every top individual in the staff, every top individual, he's personally questioning him. Personally questioning every top individual in the staff.
I think the story of Meridian, I think that the significance of Meridian is the fact that the American people, as reflected in Meridian yesterday, have respect for the presidency. They want to see the presidency succeed, and they have respect for a firm, strong presidency. I mean, that's what they have to...
Well, that's why this speech is very important.
That's right.
To be
that's
firm
right.
and strong, and therefore it is to indicate that to the American people.
And they want to... In a situation like this, they don't want to see a president destroyed. That's why... And that's not what we're talking about here, of course, but I mean, in the context of all of this, the point, I think, of Meridian is that when you move, when you state your course, that the American people will stand damn what the, you know, the Washington community thinks, although the Washington community, does affect, particularly in a case like this, national public opinion.
You're damn right.
And that's what we're fighting against. We're not trying to, let me put it this way. It has not permeated the country yet, but it will.
Quite a bit. Yeah. Well, some, but then it's going to permeate it more, Ron. Sure. I mean, it did with Truman. It will with us. But the point is, everything that permeates people these days, even more than in those days. I mean, yesterday's story is very old news. Because television, you know.
That's right.
And they'll get on to something else, you know.
And in the context, as I said before, of the people want to support the president.
Well, and looking back to Truman, they lost confidence in him totally toward the end, you know. I mean, the old man. Although he was able to name Stevenson, even then.
Right.
But,
of course, what was he doing?
We're not going to get that low.
What was Truman doing? Nothing.
That's right. He'd already finished the Marshall Plan, the Greek-Turkish loan, and he was in the Korean War.
That's right.
So he was in a hell of a spot. We've got economic problems, but those problems are at their worst now, and we can probably get better, despite the stock market and everything. Well, old boy.
Okay.
Just wanted to cheer you up a little.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
And
we'll be up there about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And I'll talk to Ron. I mean, to Robert, see what the Christ he's up to, and so forth and so on.
Okay.